From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Several evacuations in Syria have been postponed. The postponement came after buses en route to evacuate several thousand people from two towns in Idlib province were attacked and burned Sunday. A carefully timed agreement to remove trapped civilians and fighters from two towns, as well as from the city of Aleppo, was then postponed indefinitely. United Nations humanitarian advisor for Syria, Jan Egeland, criticized rebel fighters for torching the buses. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council will wait until Monday to vote on whether to send monitors to Aleppo to oversee the evacuations and to help provide protection for civilians who remain. Russian UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin says he will veto the resolution unless it is changed. He has submitted a counter-resolution. A suicide bomber killed at least 48 Yemeni soldiers Sunday in the city of Aden. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Meanwhile, Arab and Western diplomats met in neighboring Saudi Arabia to discuss the conflict in Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with King Salman and other officials.
You can see from the humanitarian situation, which is dire and deteriorating rapidly, that it is urgent that we try to bring this war to a close. But we also need to bring it to a close in a way that protects the security of Saudi Arabia, that takes these missiles away from a threat to the border, that reduces the capacity for terrorists to come into the country.
John Kerry. Authorities say security forces have freed foreign tourists trapped inside a castle in the central city of Karak, Yemen, following an attack Sunday by gunmen. This is VOA News.